With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump's latest tariffs have sparked retaliation from the European Union and Canada. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is not a fan of the EU.
The European Union treats us very badly.
Seated next to the Prime Minister of Ireland, which is a member of the EU, the president said he would respond to new tariffs on U.S. industrial and farm products.
European Union's been very tough, and it's our turn, too. You know, we get a turn at that also.
Canada also retaliated quickly to Donald Trump's 25% steel and aluminum tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A lawsuit's been filed against a popular seafood company.
Lawyers representing four Indonesian fishermen say the fishermen were beaten and trapped on vessels that were part of the global supply chain that provides tuna to Bumblebee Seafoods. The lawsuit against the canned seafood giant accuses it of knowingly benefiting from forced labor. Their lawyer says it is believed to be the first such case of forced labor at sea brought against a U.S. seafood company and accuses Bumblebee of violating the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. The law allows foreigners who suffered from human trafficking to sue U.S. businesses that knew or should have known that they were profiting from abuse. Bumblebee says it does not comment on pending litigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Dakota lawmakers are close to making their state the first to tell the Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The resolution has passed the State House of Representatives and awaits a Senate vote, but is not legally binding. It's part of an effort across several states this year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 82 points, the NASDAQ rose 212. This is SRN News. All this week, we've highlighted United in Crisis, the Christian emergency response organization founded by Daniel Geraci. His experiences with Hurricane Katrina survivors who flooded into his native Austin, Texas, inspired him to create a model for church networks nationwide to train Christians. In his book, which is also titled United in Crisis, he hopes his story will inspire readers to take action in their own city.
You know what? If this could happen in Austin, Texas, or some of these other communities, surely it can happen in our community. We want one of these. And the hope is that maybe leaders might be inspired to say, let's do it. We're here to help them out. We, United in Crisis, we have a global training center where we will walk with cities for 12 months. We'll coach them on a weekly basis. We'll give them all the tools to make them look as if they've been around for 10 years.
Geraci's book is entitled United in Crisis. This is SRN News. NASA's newest space telescope is on its way to map the heavens like never before.
Launched from California by SpaceX, the SphereX Observatory will survey the sky every 6 months from an orbit over the Earth's poles. Its infrared instruments are expected to provide a sweeping wide-angle view of hundreds of millions of galaxies and their combined cosmic glow. NASA also packed four suitcase-sized satellites onto the rocket. Those satellites will study the sun from their own polar orbit. Rich Thomason reporting.
A launch pad problem has forced a flight delay to replace NASA's two stuck astronauts. The new crew needs to get to the International Space Station before Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams can head home after 9 months in orbit. Concerns over a critical hydraulic system led to the scrubbing of the launch today. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.